Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
This is a More Than Just Podcast production.
Weather will be nice, so I'll be okay.
Yep.
So, Greg, you were there last year. What was your experience of San Jose compared to things in San Francisco? And you haven't been to WWDC before, but you were there last year for WWDC, right?
Yeah.
What was my experience with San Francisco and the events and stuff like that?
Yeah, there are fewer parties. I know the gentleman who works on the parties app said that this might be the last year because there just aren't as many, which is
really
kind of too bad. Yeah. Like if you look at the app, the WWDC run you mentioned, I guess that's Curtis Herbert. Let me just open the app. So it's SJ Mac Indie. There's the daily run. There's some live podcasts, Night of Dim Sum, the Loop Bash Firebase Party. But then that's about it. Like it's very.
No big dirt
Monday
ranch
has
bash or whatever.
Five, like there's 1, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 things, which is, you know, for a whole week. I think in San Francisco, there were probably like 5, 6, 7 things per day. And this is 15 for the whole week. So he was just saying, I don't really need a separate app anymore, which is kind of sad. I did notice last year, I think every event I went to was at the same venue. So I was at that one place like every day. Yeah, just by chance, I guess that was what I happened to sign up for. I didn't really wander around in the area. I think there's that one place I went to a lot. And then, you know, just coffee shops and other random bars around. But it was probably like a 3-4 block radius. And I didn't leave pretty much centered around the conference center, just east of there. And all of the places that we went to were around. So I didn't really see much of the city. I saw a lot of the downtown-y area, I guess. But it was okay. There's enough coffee shops and bars and whatever to go and hang out at. And I think the convention center is a lot bigger than Moscone West. So you get more space, which I guess is good. You kind of miss the more, I don't know, how would you describe San Francisco versus San Jose? I don't know what the word is. Cosmopolitan? I don't know.
There's more stuff to do.
Yeah, a little more stuff to do in San Francisco. So, I guess
well, it's more touristy, right? So,
yeah. I think you hear people say, oh, I'm going to go to San Francisco on vacation and spend a couple days there. But I don't think you hear as many people say, oh, San Jose, there's a destination. I want to go there and spend 2 or 3 days there. I don't think you hear that as much, which is kind of.
There's a song about it.
But I mean, I live in San Francisco, so I don't really care about, you know, oh my God, I got to go see the Golden Gate Bridge. Like, yeah, I've already seen it. I'm okay with that. But maybe for people traveling in, it's a little more of a letdown, maybe. But I stayed within a pretty close radius to the convention center last year, all the events. So that's fine. There's enough stuff to do. And I'm not like, you know, I need to go to 5 places a night and have, you know, 100 drinks. Like, that's not really my thing. So I don't really care as much.
You limit yourself to 95 drinks a night?
Yeah. Gotta stay healthy, right?
Yeah, take it easy.
Yeah.
I would never in a million years claim that San Jose is anywhere close to as fun as San Francisco. For me, it's much more convenient because I live down here, so I'm actually quite happy that WWDC is down here. But the, you know, taking the commute out of the calculation. So if I were flying in to go to WWDC, I would absolutely prefer to be in San Francisco, no doubt.
Hmm. I don't think the cheaper hotel prices have really panned out either, right? I don't know who said that, but I remember last year they're like, there's so many more hotels, they'll be cheaper. I'm like, I don't think so.
Whoever said that was not from here.
Okay. I remember that was listed as one of the benefits. And I was like, maybe there are more hotels, and I guess it's possible, but I don't think that's not how pricing works, if that's what you think. Not quite how, anyway. But yeah, for
what kind of advice do you have for people getting around, like getting to San Francisco or getting to San Jose, getting around San Jose? What would you suggest?
I'd say don't be afraid to fly into San Jose. Maybe there aren't as many flights, but the airport is very close. San Francisco airport is not far, but it's, you know, how much would an Uber be, Mark, from SFO down to San Jose?
$100 Like
almost $100? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And from
San Jose, Caltrain or something,
it's $15.
It's
absolutely 100%. If it's at all possible, fly into SJC instead of SFO if you're going to WWDC.
Yeah, I think by now it's a little late for
too
people.
Late. To be I know it's too late by now, but
that's true. But if you're planning for next year,
it's 1,000 times better to fly into San Jose if you're going to downtown San Jose, because it's literally a 5 to 10 minute cab ride into downtown San Jose.
Yeah, or, I guess for folks flying internationally, there probably aren't as many international flights into San Jose, and you maybe have to fly to San Francisco.
But there certainly are international flights, and it is a reasonably big airport. But you're right, there aren't as many into SFO for sure.
For getting around San Jose itself, I guess it depends on where you're staying. Hopefully you're staying somewhere close by, but you know, the light rail goes around, but everything I found last year was in walking distance. Again, all of the parties, all the events, the few parties that there are, if you have the parties app, they're all pretty close by. You can walk everywhere. And the weather, if you're used to San Francisco weather, where you're like, oh my God, it's like winter here, because it's June in San Francisco, of course it's cold, especially in the evening. San Jose is, I guess it could still be like a little chilly, but it's not as bad because it is, I don't know, a lot further south. The mountains are far. I don't know, whatever the reason is, it's not quite as foggy and whatnot. So the weather's a lot nicer, but everything is pretty walkable. So I wouldn't really worry about that too much. Again, depending on where you're staying. But if you're at the convention center and there's something going on, you'll be able to walk there, I think.
Once you're downtown, you can walk everywhere downtown. The one difference with San Jose is that it is much more, the city itself is much more spread out. Mm-hmm. So if you're staying in in just some random hotel in San Jose, you might be 10 miles away from downtown. In which case you need to take either take an Uber or a cab to get into downtown San Jose, unless you happen to be on light rail, which is not super likely, unfortunately. If you are, then it's easy, but light rail only goes to certain places, which is a little bit unfortunate.
Yeah.
But once you're downtown, it's really easy to get around.
Cool.
Yeah, like the official party is like literally 2 blocks away, and everything in the parties app is nearby, so you'll be okay. You won't get lost or anything.
So how about things like cell service and Wi-Fi for people, like if they're coming from other countries and they're roaming, data roaming, whatever? What's the services like down there?
I know T-Mobile has a really good visitor, you know, you're a foreigner, you're visiting for a week. They have a really good, I don't know if it's really good, but they have a decent plan, I think. So you can get one of those SIM cards. I don't know about the other providers, to be honest, but I know T-Mobile is pretty good about that kind of thing. Maybe because they're like T-Mobile, the German connection or something like that. If you're at I saw someone's posted like, hey, don't forget to bring your Ethernet adapter, which I guess you could. But last year in the big room, at WWDC, they had a room with a whole bunch of tables where you could sit, and they had, like, each table had, like, a lot, like 20 either USB-C or Thunderbolt 2 connectors with Ethernet already plugged in, like, wrapped up, so, like, you couldn't steal the cable. And then you just sat there and you plugged in, and then you were on fast Ethernet. You could download Xcode and all of the iOS betas and whatnot. So I don't think you need to bring your own adapter, because it's not like they have Ethernet drops just running around, but they did have them set up so you could plug in and download stuff. So I don't think you need to bring your own.
Yeah, they have that every year.
Just in case.
Yep.
But yeah, that's pretty handy. Wi-Fi.
What about when you're wandering around? Like, what about public, like, do restaurants and bars and stuff like that have Wi-Fi for people if they want to, you know, they're out and about?
I don't know, Mark. What's your experience with places in San Jose?
As much as anywhere else. Certainly as much as San Francisco.
Hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, you can always find a Starbucks.
But what about the weather? Like, what should people be packing in their suitcases and stuff? It's probably too late.
It's generally fairly warm. Past couple of days have been 75 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit here. Although it's possible that it'll get cool. I mean, we had a day last week where it dropped down to like, you know, mid 50s for one day. It was a little bit overcast. Chances of that, you know, go down the further we get. And, you know, so probably by next week, it'll, the chance of that'll be pretty small. Actually,
it looks pretty hot. Actually, I'm looking at the forecast and it's like 76 all the way up to a high of 86 on the Friday. So it looks like it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
That's so, approaching 30 degrees Celsius for those in the rest of the world. So, the low is still 50 degrees, which is like, you know, 10, 12 degrees or something. So the low is still pretty low, but it looks like the days are going to be sunny and pretty hot.
Well, so that's not pretty hot for here. That's kind of a reasonably moderately warm. It can get extremely hot, but usually not this time of year. If you came in August, it could be 95 degrees or 100 degrees. Mm. So 75 to 80 is reasonable, is pretty comfortable, I would say. And it's usually fairly dry here. So it's not super humid usually.
Yeah, there's nothing about rain, so.
Right.
I was going to say, for those of you doing the conversion in your head, 72 is the equivalent of 21 degrees Celsius, so room temperature. So if you want to gauge it that way.
Mm-hmm.
72 degrees Fahrenheit is roughly 20 degrees.
Let me switch to Celsius. Yeah, so the highs we're talking like 26, 27, and the lows like 13, 14. So not too bad.
Yeah, as you approach around 30 degrees Celsius, as you probably know if you're from other parts of the country or the world, you're going to be pretty warm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
It'll be fun. Come say hello. Get a t-shirt for Mark and a sticker for me.
For sure.
While supplies last.
Yeah. But I gotta call it a night because I have a few things to take care of. And mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll talk to you guys. I guess we'll be hearing from you as you wander around down there.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds
Mark
good.
At home. Yeah. All right. Thanks.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
This has been another episode of the More Than Just Code podcast. If you want to find out more about the show, you can visit the More Than Just Code website at mtjc.fm. There you can find a summary and show notes of each episode. We list links to the apps, code, and news that we mentioned on the show. If you like the podcast, tell your friends. Please leave a comment on the website, and if you can, please write a review on iTunes. And please recommend us in your favorite podcatcher. All of these things help others find out about the show. We really appreciate your help with spreading the word. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We'd love to hear from you, so use the hashtag AskMTJC. Once again, the podcast Twitter account is @MTJC_podcast. Please consider supporting the show by pledging any amount on patreon.com/MTJC. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time.